This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. If you ask just about anyone in Michigan about the winter weather, chances are he or she will swear there's never been this much snow. Well, yes and no. Some cities shattered their snowfall records in January, but in some parts of the state, the January snowfall was pretty much business as usual. So let's see who has legit bragging rights when it comes to snowfall, as we're joined by MLive meteorologist Mark Torregrossa, who also runs the site farmerweather.com. So, Mark, where are we seeing that extra heavy snowfall?
There are two spots in the state that kind of have abnormally high snowfall. One spot is from Jackson through Ann Arbor to Detroit, and that's mostly because there were two snowstorms there that hit that part and didn't hit other parts of the state. That real big 17-incher, and then after that, there was another 10-inch snow there.
Yeah, that was real fun, by the way. I'll just point out, speaking from living in that corner of Michigan, real fun.
Yeah, real, real fun. And then the second area is lake effect snow up by the Traverse City area up through Gaylord. Because we had the cold air so early and the lakes had not cooled off, that area actually well above normal in snowfall. Some places like Maple City, which is smack dab in the middle of Willamette County, over 200 inches already so far.
Wow. Now, we heard a lot from Detroit reports about Detroit breaking its records for January snowfall, 39.1 inches, I believe, up from 29.6, the old record set back in 1978. What other cities broke their record for January snowfall?
January was the southern part of the state. It was Ann Arbor and Detroit. Flint also for January snowfall set records. And it's starting to pile up. Detroit so far has had their fifth snowiest winter ever. And if I remember correctly, they would need 20-something more inches to break the old record and have the snowiest winter ever.
Well, which leads to the thing that everybody's asking, you know, as we all talk about the weather, what might we get through February and March? And I know it's far out to look, but what are your thoughts as far as the kind of snow we might see before winter calls it quits?
Well, I think we're going to back off on the cold temperatures, but we're going to do that because we're going into a southwesterly flow over the next few weeks. And I don't see anything real big imminent on the near horizon, but with that kind of flow, we could still have several snowstorms, and they could still be big snowstorms. So I got a feeling we still have at least 10 inches of snow to go, and probably 15 to 20.
But we can kiss the polar vortex goodbye?
Well, not really. The polar vortex is obviously always, for the most part, always there up in the poles. That's actually going to be a player in a warming trend we're going to have, because the polar vortex now is up near the pole, but it's going to slide westward toward Alaska around February 20th and warm us up quite a bit, 35 to 45 degrees for high temperatures for a few days in a row. But after that, it may swing down toward us, not coming down as much as it did earlier in the season, but it's still kind of a player that may swing south and bring us more bitterly cold air.
Mark Torregrossa, meteorologist for MLive and for farmerweather.com. Always good to talk with you. Thank you so much, and I guess keep that snowblower handy.
Yeah, bundle up.